industry professionals.
Yeah.
Professional industry stuff.
Well, we that try, doesn't dude. Qualify that Thanks. We're like rich.
Thanks, man.
Well, no, no, no. I wasn't being.
Yeah, mama. Anyway, oh. Welcome back to This Ain't a Scene, It's a Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Dawson. My pronouns are the boy ones. Am I coming through?
I'm your other host, Carson. If Aslan the Lion had pronouns, they'd be mine.
And I'm Maddie. I'm in Dawson's house right now.
Yeah.
In Dawson's / house.
Oh, no, she, her. Sorry.
My bad. There you go.
Yeah, well, I'm not a host of the podcast. I'm in Dawson's house.
Right, yeah.
That is true.
I mean, we could bleep your pronouns if you want.
Yeah, if you don't.
Patreon exclusive.
Maddie Caffrey pronoun reveal.
You gotta
reveal.
Hit the $10 a month tier to know my pronouns. Do not speak about me.
Has anyone done he, they of the day and posted Moomin?
Probably.
Moomin.
I would bet money on that.
I would.
That's
yeah,
real.
No.
That's happened.
I'm so behind on social media trends that he, they of the day is the last one I remember.
Yeah, nowadays on social media, they're
just
like
all Hawk Tua.
Yeah, they're posting Hawk Tua and like
really hot or something? I haven't seen her.
But
she's kind of mid.
She's got a podcast
She's like a normal looking white girl
called Talk Tua.
Talk Tua.
Honestly,
great brand.
Executing her on her 15 minutes perfectly.
Yeah,
good for her.
Yeah,
is it on Bill Maher's network?
No.
Because I know Bill Maher had her on Club Random.
Why the fuck did he do that?
What the fuck is Club Random?
It's Bill Maher's podcast.
Why is it called
Why do
Club
you know
Random?
What that is?
Oh, because Tim Heidecker's always making fun of it.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay. There's a part where he's like, yeah, we were, because, you know, he has that movie Religious, where he just rips on Christianity for an hour and a half.
Yeah, I remembered
watching
that.
Disproves it or whatever. Mm-hmm. He doesn't, by the way. Christ's love still shines.
That's true.
Amen.
He was like, there's a part where he's like, and maybe Dawson can even splice it in. He's like, you know, I was always against doing Religious to the Hindus, but recently someone said that I should do it with a new religion, wokeism.
Oh my God.
It's very bad.
Oh no.
And it pans out and he's talking to Tommy Lee. It's awesome. It's really great. It's a really fun little thing.
Holy
Club Random.
Yeah.
And the little stinger for it is this girl going like Club Random.
Is he fucking like 14 years old, man? Like what is with this branding?
I mean, like it does just do you ever think about how like and I have to work with younger kids, so like, and none of them think I'm funny at all. None of them think I'm funny.
Well, they're scared of you.
No, I don't think so. I think, if anything, they don't see me as anything. I think they see me as an old man.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, sometimes I worry that like I'm to them, I am Bill Maher naming his podcast Club Random. Or I'm like the millennial Gen Z humor. Of like heckin' doggo, like oh you know,
adult.
You might be.
Yeah, I mean, sure.
Yeah,
like I mean, and that's fine because like, I find plenty of things funny, and it's funny to me. But like, what's funny to them is like, Skibidi, Ohio, like
oh the Rizzler,
yeah,
munting in the graveyard.
What is munching in the graveyard?
Well, you know what that is, right?
Like vaguely.
It was like.
Is that a spoonerism?
No.
Is it a slur?
No,
munting. I've never heard of munting in my life.
It's like, it's like going around with like eighth graders right now. I saw like a TikTok of someone like pretending to be an eighth grader and they were like, they were, what is it? Mewing,
yeah.
The funniest part of this TikTok is she's pretending. She's like, "You just ended your mewing streak," and she goes, "You're on Fent. You're on Fent." Like,
that's hilarious. There's nothing not funny about that.
No. Yeah. But there's also she says something about she says all this Skibidi Rizzler, Ohio, whatever. And then like the one part I didn't understand was munting in the graveyard, and it's apparently like, what do you call it when you're defiling a dead body.
Necrophilia?
Yeah, it's like the act of that. So I think it's something I don't know. Like, well, you think about it, like when you were in eighth grade, like what like random stupid shit did you become like fixated on? And that's like what eighth graders are random fixated on.
I mean, my
you don't remember
serial murder.
Shut the fuck up.
I don't think I know who I knew who that was in eighth grade. I don't know.
Ew.
Ew.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was listening to Linkin Park and trying not to kill myself.
So true.
Well.
Yeah.
I don't know. What? I never heard of munting in the graveyard.
I hadn't either, but yeah. That's what the kids are. I got my finger
doing?
On the pulse. Yeah, that's what they're
saying?
Doing. They're talking about it.
You're older than me.
By 9 months?
9 months, yeah.
Sure, but I'm more connected to the world around me.
To the youth?
I have a little sister who's a
youth.
Gen Alpha.
Yeah.
And she's Gen like alpha. She like says shit like a like I was around her for like a week and I couldn't stop saying what the Sigma.
What the Sigma's good.
What the Sigma's pretty funny, yeah. But like she unironically like says that.
Like what the Sigma?
And
what the Sigma?
Yeah, no, I think it's fun.
And she's like always
I'm down
mewing
for having fun. It's just like if I showed one of my, you know, one of the kids I work with, like the Tim Heidecker special, they'd be like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
But also maybe kids are stupider now.
I think they are. I know every generation says that.
Yeah.
They seem cooked.
It's
the
time
iPads.
To cook the Gen Alphas. And that's what this podcast is mainly here to do. Is cook Gen Alpha.
Listen, I can't think that unrestricted smartphone access from age zero is going to help
yeah.
very much. Because it's not helping me right now.
No, no.
I'm 24.
It's bad for me. Yeah.
So like,
I'm AI generating Muslim Peter Griffin. It's not working out for me too well.
I'm logging on to Instagram and I'm looking at videos of like slime cubes bouncing
sure.
around.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Just feeling my shit smooth over while I'm watching it.
Yeah.
Every time one forum on how to 3D print a gun gets taken down, 9 others appear.
I can only imagine what I would have been Googling at age like fucking 4, dude.
Yeah.
Like Spider-Man.
We need to talk we need to talk about Kevin real life footage.
Spider-Man real.
You're like, I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
I'm going to find this motherfucker because he looks really real in that one movie I've seen a bunch of times.
In fifth grade, me and my friend Michael Boca got in trouble for Googling girls.
What?
Yeah.
Not even like girls' boobs or like...
No, I think it was just girls. And we got in a lot of trouble
Who
for
got
it.
You in trouble for that? A parent or a teacher?
I think another kid that was on the bus with us.
Damn.
Michael was the only kid who had a phone that could go on Google. It was like a flip phone that could go on Google.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, it
so
was
you looked up girls.
Yeah, and I was like, dude, type in girls. Let's see what's in there.
Imagine looking at a picture of boobs on your flip phone and it's like it's this big.
It's that big. Yeah.
Like
you're like, holy fuck. Boobs. They're so round.
2 pixels on your Motorola Razr.
I mean, legitimately, yeah. Like, yeah. I'm positive that happened to me. Like, I am positive that was a life
that
experience
happened to
for me.
You. Like, your flip phone, you opened it one day and there were boobs on there.
As, like, a little reward for me. Yeah. Like,
whoa!
Whoa, look at that!
Hot mama.
Let's go. Hachi machi.
Holy fuck.
That's awesome. What are we talking about today?
Boobs.
Cool.
Oh,
Maddie?
Beautiful. What?
It goes to me? Why don't you begin?
On boobs?
Sure.
Well, what is there to say?
So true. Boy,
all right, let's talk about the song.
Anyway, today we're talking about a Fall Out Boy song, like we do every episode, except for the ones where we don't do that. This song today is...
Let's Tell That Mick.
Well, yeah, but
right?
I gotta say the whole
title. You gotta
title.
Say the whole
oh.
title.
Tell That Mick he just made my list of things to do today. And here's a snippet of it. And it's over.
Mick is an Irish slur.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah.
Which is really funny.
It's one we can say.
Are they using it in the slur way?
Yeah, I think definitely they're from Chicago.
I thought they were just talking about a guy named Mick.
There's Irish people in Chicago.
There's Irish people everywhere, but
yeah.
Unfortunately.
God, it sucks how many Irish people there are around me.
It'd be awesome if instead of diving into the song, we piss everybody off and we just do a history of Ireland. Because, I mean, like, generally, that is what I'd rather talk about.
I mean, it is a pretty interesting history.
Fascinating history.
Yeah.
Crazy country.
Yeah, no, there's so much.
There is.
There's, yeah,
there's a lot in there.
I don't know what there is to make fun of.
A lot going on there.
Yeah, no. All of us know so much.
I know a lot. Do you want to talk about the IRA?
Well, we know a lot. We know too much. Honestly, it's not even worth too long of a podcast. Yeah, it'd be too long of a podcast.
We're here for four hours.
Yeah, and if anyone wants to use this open forum right now to talk about how much they know about Ireland, I think we should open the floor for it.
I wouldn't even know where to begin. I just know so many facts.
Sure, yeah. Similar to boobs, what is there to say? What isn't there to say?
Exactly. You know?
Think of something that could happen. It happened in Ireland.
Yeah.
Moving on.
9/11. It happened in Ireland.
They probably had.
I thought you were referencing the Caitlyn Jenner thing where she's just like, 9/11.
No.
You know what I'm talking about? No, I don't.
9/11.
She's like at a graveyard and she's like, 9/11. Do I have to pull it up for you?
Why the hell did she say that?
Yeah, show it to me, Dawson.
Dawson, why don't you wax and wane about this song while I...
I need a drink of water.
Shut up. You're a tall drink of water.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
You sock on the mic?
Huh?
Sock mic?
Yeah, man.
It's to tell everyone that he's having sex.
Yeah, that's what this is for. I couldn't put it on the door handle because of time.
Right.
So I put it on the microphone.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
In this household,
you have to put a sock on the door to let your roommates know you're podcasting.
Yeah.
9/11.
I don't know why she did that.
9/11. What is there to say?
She's awesome for that.
9/11.
Not much else, but she's awesome for that.
She killed those people with their car.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think it's awesome that Caitlyn Jenner
support women.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Whoa.
I respect women. And
she sure was driving like one.
All right.
Oh, boy. I don't know if that's going to stay in.
I probably will.
Yeah, probably fine. Anyway.
Let's just turn to the camera really quick and reaffirm that we respect women. Hey, we respect women.
Maybe.
Thank you, Maddie.
Mm-hmm. I have nothing to say on the matter. No, I respect women. What?
Nothing.
Why are you looking at me like
no,
that?
No. Okay, we should. All right, we need to stop talking about Ireland.
I thought you were going to say we need to stop talking about women.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Do you have your apps on your phone color coordinated?
I do.
Interesting way to live.
Such a uniquely autistic thing for Dawson to do.
Yeah.
Oh, it seems kind of girly.
What the hell are you talking about?
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
You come on our podcast. I bring you on. I extend the olive branch.
I invite you into my home.
What olive branch?
Your snake.
I was extending
a branch for your snake to use for playtime.
What the fuck are you talking
I'm
about?
I have a snake named Olive Lore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And Carson's off on, I don't know, an olive branch would assume there's hostility.
Sure. Yeah. And we hang out all the time and we're best friends, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I was confused.
Now, if we were talking about someone like, I don't know.
Tom Lovejoy.
Yeah. My other best friend.
That's my best friend-in-law.
Best friend-in-law. Wow, that's funny.
Well, that's my best friend's best friend.
True, yeah.
You know, like my best friend-in-law.
So would that make Corey my best friend-in-law?
Yeah, she's like a bestie-in-law. Like Amber's friend, Anjali, that's like a bestie-in-law.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? That, yeah, that's your bestie-in-law for sure.
Yeah, a best friend's best friend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Anyway. Sorry, this shit sucks, Dawson. I'm sorry. We can go back to talking about
the
song.
Yeah, no, it's all right.
Sorry, we can... I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I'm
so-, so fucking sorry. This doesn't suck.
No. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. It sucked.
Maddie, what do you think of this song?
I love this song.
Well, why don't you tell us your history with this song?
Ooh, I don't know if I owned this. This is the opening track on Take This to Your Grave, correct?
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
And I owned this on CD that I probably bought from FYE for $4 in the used section when I was 12 or 13.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to, all my teenage years, I had a little CD player alarm clock that you could like program what time it would wake you up, and you could program whether you wanted it to play like a CD or the radio or whatever.
Yeah.
And this was absolutely one of the CDs that lived in my little alarm clock CD player.
Alarm clock CD player. Nice.
Great new shoegaze band, indie rock.
Oh, that's my non-binary name, actually.
Carson is your Christian name, and Alarm Clock CD, Alarm player, Clock is CD player is
my non-binary name. And I hate doing dishes.
Oh. Anyways.
What? I do!
Yeah, yeah.
Keep talking.
Anyways, no, this album just used to wake me up a lot. That's my personal history with this. I'm trying to think. I've seen Hot Fall Out Boy a handful of times. I doubt I've seen them play this, though.
I've never seen them play this, but there's a reason why you're on this episode, and I haven't really told you. And Dawson can't really be involved in this, but...
I guess I'll go kill myself.
Which one of our friends, which band that we were friends with covered this when we were in high school? Let's
Someone
see if
that
she can
we
do
know?
It. Very well, yes.
Still friends with them?
Hold
on,
no.
Are we fond of this person?
Yeah. We were fond of this band, yeah.
Okay, this isn't someone we were like talking shit about.
No.
We play like
Let's see if she can do it.
His rock with them?
Yes.
We played his rock with them and they would cover this song?
Uh-huh.
Was this Dowboys or Sunnyside?
Sunnyside.
Oh my god, was this like the band that Alex used to play drums in?
No.
The pop punk band? It's not them?
No. Let's see if she can pull it out, folks. See if she could do it.
Oh my god.
I believe in her.
I don't remember half of these fucking bands. It wasn't
I will give you a choice of three.
Okay, give me a choice of three.
Okay. Full Net.
Oh my god. No, they didn't. No.
I'm not done with the choices. Dot 22.
That sounds likely.
Or Sugar on the Dashboard.
Ooh. Oh my god, his rock moment. I'm gonna
R.I.P. Bob. R.I.P. Bob.
Rest in all.
I don't know if any of those bands are active today.
Absolutely not. No. Sugar on the Dashboard is now Fury and Few.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's about the, that's about the only one that yeah.
This
I think I know the
feels like a Dot 22.
Nah.
Was it Full Net?
No.
It was Sugar on the Dashboard?
Sugar on the Dashboard covered this.
Oh, my God.
I remembered that.
At a show that we played with those other two bands, too.
Wow. History.
I know. History, baby.
I remembered that because we called in Fury and Few on an episode, and y'all talked about covering Fall Out Boy songs.
Yes.
During that episode.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, shout out Fury and Few.
There's another episode you can go find where we talk about this.
That's true. But I forget which one. But
it all comes
shout out
together.
Fury and Few.
Shout out Sugar on the Dashboard. Shout out Beautiful Coming, Georgia, the homeland.
Shout out Cragen.
Yeah.
Shout out
Cragen. Why not? Yeah. Cragen should go on the pod. We should have Cragen on the pod.
I don't know who
should,
we should have Cragen. We should have Yergi.
You're just making up names right now.
I know.
To Dawson, these all sound like fake names.
Kragen and Yurgi is a hilarious. Like that might as well be Beavis
Kragen
and Butthead.
Yurgi. Yeah. What's next? Fucking.
Peter Cheryl.
George W. Bush. I don't fucking.
Did you say Orange W. Bush?
No, George W. Bush.
Orange W. Bush.
Aren't
you glad to see my W. Bush? Orange W.
Aren't you glad to see my W. Bush?
Aren't you?
My W. Bush.
That's insane. Can you please tweet that? Orange, you glad to see my W.
On my personal, I feel like I could send it off on the Dow Boys account.
I mean, I guess if you want. Either way.
When you were saying those names at me, it just reminded me of this bit like Northern Lion has been saying a lot where he will just say, did you hear that Hector hit a 13-minute Gleipner on Weaver?
What did any of those words
That's
mean?
That's awesome. That's fucking
did
sick.
Did you hear that, though?
Did you hear
a 13-minute Gleipner on Weaver? Is it
Gleipner on Weaver is crazy. I'm like largely off social media. I tweeted something today, but I'll delete it in 5 minutes, I'm sure. But
that's awesome.
Not
no,
the tweet, but the app. Yes, I will. Shut
oh,
up.
The app.
My coworker who shall remain nameless, first of all, can't get through a sentence. He's like 21 or 22 and like can't like.
That's the iPad.
Well, I'm thinking it's the Galaxy Gas because I found out what that was
yeah,
this week.
Yeah.
What's going on with Galaxy Gas?
It's just fucking.
Not to sound like a fucking boomer, but like.
It's a flavored whipped nitrous. Cream canisters.
It's flavored nitrous in like fucking enormous canisters.
Yeah, it looks like a Fortnite jug.
Its claimed intended purpose is for flavoring whipped cream, because.
But
yeah. This is gonna be illegal so
but
soon.
But this is like when gas stations sell like water pipes.
Yeah.
Or yeah.
Tobacco
but, like,
pipes.
It's a little different because those gas stations aren't selling the weed as well.
Sure.
But
yeah.
But like. This shit is in like Costco, and like you can just buy a fucking enormous. Like they're big. They're big
yeah,
as fuck. Like they're bigger than that water bottle.
No. I saw a few, and I was like, "What the fuck am I looking at here?"
I saw someone make a the Smitty Werben Man Jensen hat.
Oh no!
Hey, what did you just fucking say?
Smitty Werben Jaeger Man Jensen from SpongeBob.
Oh,
he
okay.
was number
he
one.
He was number one.
My bad.
Is that
my fault, everybody?
Picture this fish skeleton head.
Cool.
Banging
body.
Huge tits.
Big old cans.
Hourglass figure.
Ooh.
plastic like blue construction hat. Like
okay,
yeah.
I think it was.
Was it red?
Yeah, I think it was red.
Oh, it was a ball cap actually.
Yeah,
it was a ball cap.
Red ball cap.
I don't think it was red. I feel like it was blue.
It was red with yellow lettering.
Oh.
That's a number one.
Oh my god, you
I
remember
don't like
all
the
this?
Inconsistency. Can you guys keep?
No, I'm kind of Nelson Mandela affecting the SpongeBob
being released from prison.
Oh my god, you don't know what the Mandela effect is?
I know what the Mandela effect is.
That would have been crazy.
No one's ever called it the Nelson Mandela. I'm Nelson Mandela-ing this thing. Oh, I'm Nelson Mandela-ing that.
I'm Hawk-Tua-ing.
You can't just say a different person's name.
That's not a person. She's not named Hawk Tua.
Yeah, but no one knows her real name.
Haley Welch.
Haley Welch. All
right, well, I didn't know.
Talk Tua.
I'm trying to get on the Talk Tua podcast, personally.
I think she needs to, there needs to be a crossover episode.
I think so, too.
Between this podcast and.
I think she knows
I'm trying
so
to talk to a bitch.
So yeah. True.
I'm trying to talk to an agent to book me a tour. I'm trying to
Anyways.
Talk to a bank. Give me some money. Okay, I never understood what the SpongeBob thing was. I'm sorry.
It's a hat.
It's a baseball cap with drink cans on the side.
Two drink cans.
And tubes that like go to
Like silly sportswear hat where they.
Yeah. What?
Imagine that with Galaxy Gas.
Yeah, but you're in.
Oh.
I'm saying someone on Twitter made the Smitty Werman Man Jensen hat.
Smitty Werman Jaeger Man Jensen.
That. Okay. But with the
Galaxy Gas.
The Galaxy Gas.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So there's different flavors of said Galaxy Gas?
Yes.
Oh, we should.
What's the point?
We should rate them.
Instead of a snack this week, yeah. We all do nitrous.
Rate the different flavors.
Yeah. That will be. That
if
will
they have
work
like a
out.
Strawberries and cream.
Not to be too maybe? Revealing on this podcast.
You are showing a lot of thigh.
Yeah.
Ooh!
Yeah,
even more thigh. I can fix that.
Holy.
Well, I'm going to look up Galaxy Gas flavors while you're talking.
The
about
last
whatever.
Time I did. Nitrous. I was
at the dentist.
Listen, everybody. I'm 2 weeks out from being 3 years sober. The last time I had done nitrous, I had also just done coke.
Oh my god.
So there was this little cocktail in my brain. And also we were listening to Aphex Twin, which like just like those three things like just should never be mixed together. Like Aphex Twin, coke, nitrous.
Yeah.
And the only thing I remember was that, like, nitrous made me feel like more coke was an awesome idea. So I don't get the appeal.
Hold on.
Like, yeah. I don't know. It just makes you stupid.
It right? does. Yeah. It
Which I love being stupid.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
I love sucking ass.
I think it What's puts up? Actual holes in your brain.
Yeah. If you
yeah,
do
which is
enough.
Why you
yeah.
shouldn't do it.
Well, hold on. So what flavor should we do? I'm going to list them off.
Okay. Cool. Sock it to me.
Blue raspberry.
Hawk it to me.
Hawk it to it.
Hawk it to me.
Hawk toing. blueberry mango nitrous.
Blueberry mango nitrous. Okay.
Mango smoothie. Strawberry cream. There really is a strawberry cream. I said that like a moment ago. Mm. If you'd listen.
Check the tape.
Check
Roll
the tape.
Back
I
the
said
tape.
Strawberry cream.
And then it's Maddie yeah. saying strawberry cream.
Yeah.
And then
I'm right.
Fast forwards to this moment.
Tropical punch has a bright yellow color pattern. With variety of fruit showing off the robust flavor.
Mm.
Vanilla cupcake comes with a different fun sprinkle pattern, which makes it quick to recognize from other flavors. For some reason, their website is making sure you understand the labeling of the packaging, specifically the flavoring labels. Watermelon lemonade comes with two amazing colors.
Yay.
that are Yippee. Yellow and light red, depicting the flavor of both watermelons and lemonade.
Wow.
Whoa. Damn. Only people that stupid will not understand that.
This sounds like
to be
it
fair,
was...
it takes a high IQ to know the color of lemonade and watermelon.
And if you were to mix them together, which is just it's a level even further beyond. You could do that.
I need like
some V-Bucks or some head or something.
I need V-Bucks and some head
and strawberry cream
and
galaxy.
Strawberry cream galaxy gas.
I mean, like, here's the thing is I would do it on the show. I don't know
Nitrous?
If it technically breaks my sobriety.
I think it probably definitely would.
I mean, but I'm not going to want to drink or do coke from hitting the nitrous.
I was going to say, know, if it, that it's all up to you.
And also, like, when I go to the dentist, am I relapsing? Like,
well, you weren't addicted to nitrous.
Exactly. Yeah.
So true.
In fact,
none of us are addicted to nitrous.
That was the.
So I've we could
you,
all do it.
I've told you about this. I did nitrous while my best friend was playing Death Stranding, and I thought Death Stranding was the story of my life.
Yeah, you did.
I forgot I told you about that. I was like, so I don't want to carry my mother's body across America.
He's literally me.
I was like, fuck, I don't want to do this. Sucks.
Oh, fuck, Norman Reedus is literally me right now. Galaxy Gas Nitrous Recipe Pumpkin Foam Soup. What the
what about,
fuck?
You can
what
make,
about
you
a
have pumpkin soup?
What about Norman Reedus? It's a bunch of guys with their ass in the air. Let's go. Come on.
Yeah.
Felt like I had to applaud that one.
Let's go, dude.
Do you want to make pumpkin soup?
pumpkin soup with galaxy gas?
Yes.
That sounds awful.
That's insane that they're advertising that on the
that
website.
You can make.
There's a whole thing of recipes. I don't understand where the nitrous comes in.
Is it a big thing of flavored whipped cream?
No.
No.
Just the gas. Like the gas that whips the cream is nitrous. And then.
What the fuck?
It's just a big can of just the gas.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I think I could probably deal nitrous. Like that seems like
morally
fine.
Yeah, you could. Like you would make a lot of money probably.
Yeah, it's very popular with the kids.
The only thing that would have to happen for you to achieve this dream is for it to stop being carried at Costco and other stores.
I got a Costco membership.
It looks like
my mom does.
Buy it online.
Yeah, I mean, because it's not illegal.
Always a bad sign.
Yeah, really terrible sign.
If you can't buy it online, you probably shouldn't be doing it.
You get a 50-pack for $40.
A 50-pack?
Oh, yeah.
Of what? Of
unethical. Well, of the, like, the small little...
Oh, that's literally just, like, fucking...
No, like, I work at a coffee shop and, like, I could steal these things.
I wonder if the third X is Galaxy Gas. Sorry.
Huh?
Keep going.
Straight Edge. The third X.
What are the other two?
Do
they stand for something? I didn't know.
It's supposed to be...
Excavate,
drinking,
excrement.
It's drinking drugs
explode.
And sex.
It's drinking drugs and promiscuous sex.
Promiscuous sex, apparently.
Oh.
I don't think most people care about that third one.
All love to my edgers out there. I'm not about that. That's not my bag, but you know, I fuck with it. I respect it, you know.
If the third X was penis in your hands,
I could never do
you
it.
You could never. All right, let's talk about this fucking song.
Talking about the song at all.
Hey, don't do nitrous, all right? If you do nitrous,
it
you're
begins with a
stupid.
Phone line. Right?
Yeah, it sounds like a phone ringing off the hook and then a guitar riff. Do you know what guitars are? Guitars.
I've never heard of them.
Well, okay.
I don't know what a guitar
Dawson
is.
Dawson only like Ken Carson Destroy Lonely.
That is so true. I love both of those artists, and I've definitely listened to them.
Dawson,
before.
Wake up, no stylist.
I do wake up, no stylist.
This is like Skibbity Toilet.
Destroy Lonely Ken Carson.
Did you hear that Hector hit a 13-minute Gleipner on Weaver?
I did.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Did you hear that... I got nothing.
Did you hear that Hawk Tua hit a Tiger King in the Fortnite pit and bedazzled the hose?
All right. I got nothing.
Okay, hold on. We have to talk about the song.
That's true.
This
that
song's
is
actually
show,
a good
yeah.
song, and I feel like
this is a really good song.
This
yeah.
is a great song. I feel like this podcast is going to keep getting derailed because there's nothing to shit on about this song because it's
that's not
yeah,
even
but...
true. Because
I feel like what y'all talk about this band the most when they're being stupid.
Well, last week we had
that
the
is
Roxanne
true.
Cover, and we talked about it for maybe a combined 3 minutes.
I listened to that episode.
Oh.
I completely forgot about the Roxanne cover.
It was ass.
Yeah,
and
I'm
that's
sure.
about all we had to say on the episode. It was this shit's ass.
Yeah. This is a good song, though. This is a great song. I'll say, though, something about this song. It's a little mean. It's a mean song.
You spelled Bush wrong in the tweet.
Yeah. Okay.
How did you spell it?
Buzzg.
Buzzg.
Just the G and the H are beside each other.
Buzzg.
I leave great. Typos in the tweets. I don't care.
I like that. Yeah, I don't know.
You know?
It's classic. Nothing.
We're podcasting.
I know. I was laughing at something.
You're looking at your
I was going to look at the lyrics of this song. What Dawson? What do you think is bad about this song? What first impressions?
Yeah, Dawson. You.
Well, I mean,
hate
this
shit.
So not really first impressions.
Yeah. No. I know what you mean.
I have it on vinyl. Like
you have this album on vinyl.
Yeah.
But I don't.
That's crazy.
Well, okay. I'm going to steal shit from your house.
Don't do that.
No, nope.
I wouldn't like it.
It's mine now.
Anyway, okay. I don't really dislike anything about this song. I think if I were to give like one negative critique about it. It would just be that it's like pretty straightforward pop punk, but it does it really well anyway. So like, who cares?
Yeah,
it does it really well. Also, like, I know we've talked about this in the past, but the bands that they're pulling from on this record, they are so much better than all of those bands.
Yeah,
like Patrick Stump is a better singer and a better guitar player, and Andy Hurley is a better drummer.
Yeah.
Than like all of the bands that they're pulling from, fucking Green Day included in some aspects, if you count them as pulling from them, which I don't really.
I feel like this record's pulling from like
Get Up Kids.
Get Up
sure.
Kids a lot.
Yeah, Get Up Kids and for sure. I mean, like Motion City was out by then, definitely, and
sure.
I do think that like the stuff that they're getting at is really cool. And for this era, it was very new. And I mean, like, to me, this is the blueprint on track one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I've heard pop punk bands try and have a track one this good for, I mean, now 20 plus years, you know? So it's pretty fun to listen to this one. I was obsessed with this song for a little while after our friends covered it because I was like, oh, right. That song's really, really fucking good.
This is a good song.
And I listened to this song a bunch on a loop for like a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just, what a good song. Awesome fucking song. And very fond memories with this song. And I'm going to say it. Lyrically might be my favorite on this entire record.
Ooh.
Other than Chicago Is So 2 years ago.
I think lyrically it is very good. It is very mean.
Very, very mean. Is this about a dude that betrayed them? A male friendship gone sour? Or is it about a romantic interest?
You don't think it...
I would say... Oh. A dude betrayal.
Yeah, this is definitely a...
Y'all think this is dude betrayal?
I think this is male friendship ended stuff. And I say that because I know that I sing about male friendship ending stuff way more passionately than I do about romantic stuff. I'm way more mad about that.
Me when a girl cheats on me versus me when my male best friend decides to not be friends with me anymore.
Yeah.
Listen, man.
I mean,
it hurts more.
The Banshees of Inisherin, man. They made a whole movie about it.
Yeah, that's why it's so good.
And they've never made a movie about a breakup.
True.
It's never happened.
Never happened.
Name one.
Name one. Yeah, name one, Maddie.
I just named one.
Name a movie about a breakup.
Name a breakup movie right now. She can't.
I don't think I got one.
Can't do it.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
No. I think this is an interesting dichotomy to bring into the analyzation. I'm using big words here, so keep up. But like for like pop punk of this era, because like if you look at like Brand New and Taking Back Sunday and compare the female woman breaking my heart songs.
Female woman.
Oh, I didn't. That was a bit redundant.
You gotta specify these days.
Shut up.
Thank you, Bill Maher.
Wokeism.
Versus the male beef.
Mm-hmm.
Because you think all these songs are just about whores cheating on me and. I hate it
when whores cheat on me.
Yeah.
And how,
I hate it when that happens.
Metalcore is about whores.
Metalcore is about the ocean and drowning.
And the undertow.
And being weighed down.
I know
and
about
the
that.
Undertow.
I know all about that shit, man.
Yeah.
And whores.
It's also about whores, but like metalcore is mostly about...
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
pop punk and hardcore is about dudes betraying dudes.
Yeah. I think if most metalcore vocalists got like... really good swim lessons, whole genre would be out.
Yeah,
yeah,
it would be done.
For sure.
I'm fucking drowning. It's like, damn, bitch, flap those arms.
Get some
floaties. I gotta see if I've ever used the word drowning in my lyrics.
At this point,
you've used water.
I definitely use water, yeah.
Like on a released song, it could be discovered.
Someone go through our lyrics to see if Carson's ever.
I don't think I've ever used it.
I don't know.
Drowning deep in my sea of lonely, broken awesome and I girl.
Don't fucking.
And then give it to me.
There we go.
Oh, fuck, I forgot it.
It seems in my. All right, I can't do this.
I can't do this. I think when this is the metalcore song doesn't mention the undertow in it.
The undertow.
I can't do this.
I think this song is about male friendship ending.
No, that makes sense.
Let's play this game called When You Catch Fire, I Wouldn't Piss to Put You Out. Not something you'd ever write about a girl.
No.
Oh, come on.
You've never
been cheated on?
I have been.
I know. That's what I'm saying. You wouldn't be like really
that
mean to...
That just feels like a more guy-to-guy kind of threat than like a... Because like typically in pop punk, like threats to women are like... I'll kill you. And this just isn't violent enough to be a threat to a woman.
This is more so if you were dying, I wouldn't fucking care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a very man-to-man thing.
This isn't like, bitch, I will snap you in half with my bare hands. It's I wouldn't grab your hand on a cliff if you were falling off of
right.
a cliff.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're hanging.
If something not
hand.
Related to me was killing you, I would not help you.
Yeah.
That's largely mm-hmm. what it's saying.
Yeah.
Just a little breakdown for you.
No, this is. I'm so glad I'm being. Man.
That was terrible.
Holy that was awful.
The fucking arm slap was unbelievable. That's like.
That's just the. That's the dichotomy.
That's shadow tech right there.
There you go. You're welcome.
Big word on this podcast.
Big
that's
word.
The paradigm, you know? The paragon.
Yes. That's the Smitty Werbeliger man, Jensen.
The...
Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
That's the Hawk Tua.
That's the Billy Joel DUI we have.
Yeah.
Billy Joel has a DUI?
Oh, big time, yeah.
He can't go to Canada?
No, he can, because he's Billy Joel, but... He has a DUI.
You can't go to Canada if you have a DUI.
Yes.
What? That crazy?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Because they like take
what if
that.
You live in Canada and you get a DUI. Do they kick you out?
I don't know. I feel like to get a DUI in Canada, your blood alcohol level has to probably be insane.
Do they not give
they
out
burn
DUIs?
You at the stake.
They kill you?
They kill you.
They consider it a federal offense, but also I feel like they probably have a
Canada's
much higher.
Mad straight edge.
They drink there a lot.
We toured with Protest the Hero. I know. What's up, Brody?
He's totally going to listen to this.
He does listen to this.
No, he doesn't.
He does. He texts me about it.
Hi, Brody.
That's crazy.
I don't know who you are, but you've heard my voice a lot, apparently.
Yeah.
Anyways, I think this discussion was really eye-opening to me.
Guy-opening.
Guy-opening.
So true.
Yeah.
Don't search that on the internet. On your friend's phone on the bus.
A really wide
guy opening.
gaping guy opening.
This was a really gaping revelation for me.
Hawk Tua on the guy opening.
Also, to my favorite liar, to my favorite scar, I could have died with you.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a male thing.
That's
I could have died.
Like in battle. Like
if he had said I could have died for you, that would be woman coded.
Yeah.
However,
no, you're right.
That's the lyric. Because
that's
right?
Some shit like you and Tom would say to each other.
Is that yeah.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah.
I could have died with you.
Also, that little Pete Wentz scream of my favorite scar.
Yeah.
My favorite scar. Love it.
Oh, that
so
and the
good.
The his teeth.
His teeth.
That's awesome.
It's so funny that he has a fucking screamo scream and not a not a hardcore scream. It's so dope.
It's so awesome.
Sounds like Kai. Shout out Kai from Stateside.
Yes, dick.
That's actually probably what Pete Wentz would say.
I wanna watch you suck his dick. I wanna watch you suck his dick.
2025.
Bring that back. Bring that back. You should name the album that.
I want to watch
bring
you
that
suck
back.
His dick.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to edit. I'm going to tell Nat to edit the artwork with that on it. I want to watch you suck his dick.
I want to watch. want you suck his dick.
I should send that to my mom and be like, this is the album cover. She already hates the real title of the album, so.
What is it? I'll bleep it.
I'm not going to say.
Damn.
You can't know, Dawson.
Yeah, no, I'm literally not allowed to know. I'm literally not telling anybody.
I'm literally not telling anybody.
I'm not telling
it's
anybody.
It's top secret information.
I think you've actually told me before, but I just forgot.
Yeah, I think I did. I hope you choke on those words that kiss that bottle. Confess. So bury me in memory. Now ask yourself, yeah, out of the inside, said I loved you, but I lied.
Damn.
See, that feels hard.
No, because when you're talking to another dude about your previous, like a former bro, you're like, yeah, I love that guy.
But
you're lying.
But I lied. I lied about it.
This is really like a gaping into the eye of male friendships. Sorry, like whole, like spreading.
Guy spreading. Yeah.
Like, I didn't know you guys, like, talk to each other like that, so...
This is really a grabbing of both cheeks
I don't mean to get too crazy on the podcast, but Dawson and I usually say I love you before we leave.
That is true.
Oh, yeah. Do you guys, like, give a little kiss, too?
No, because we have a very tight male friendship.
We kissed at Knoxville Hardcore, but that was...
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah. Did we?
Yes.
Oh.
I was fucked on Galaxy Cast.
It didn't mean anything to you! Fuck!
You were on Strawberry Cream Galaxy Cast! What?
You were on male jizz flavored Galaxy Gas? It didn't mean anything
Holy
to you!
Shit, do you think you could make a cum flavored Galaxy Gas?
Imagine. Hey, makers of Galaxy Gas, kill yourself, first of all, however, but before you do that, can you make a jizz flavored Galaxy Gas?
No, well, jizz and cum are two different things.
Can you make a cum
for
flavored
me,
galaxy?
Yeah.
No, what? Stop.
I separate the jizz and the cum very meticulously beforehand. And
yeah,
then...
it comes out like those toothpastes with two different colors.
It's like Neapolitan ice cream. Wait, what's the third one then?
Semen.
Oh, true. Yeah, jizz, cum, and semen.
Cum and semen.
Separate the three before
three different shades of cream.
You know, I made a girl's coffee today and she took two sips of it, walked outside, walked back inside and said, "This tastes like there's semen on top of it." Made me remake her shit.
Was there?
No.
You're lying. That
no.
didn't happen.
This late I call her Oh, I can't explain her nickname. Hold on, I'll tell you later. But
is it a slur?
No,
say it.
I call her step stool. Because she's real tall. And she was fucking my coworker who was really short. So I was like, oh, he probably needs a step stool.
Okay.
To get up there. And she comes into my job. She complains every single time she comes into my job. Every single day.
Now,
she told me her drink tasted like semen.
I don't mean to break this down for you. But
break it down for me.
If you remake that drink the way you made it for her, you'll know what your coworker's semen tastes like.
They all have a different flavor profile.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
I mean, and that's
you
the
guys,
semen
yeah,
she's
you guys
most
would
used
know.
To.
You
most
guys
recently.
Would,
yeah.
You guys would
all
know
the cum that I drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I drink.
It's got to go somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm not going to fucking waste it.
Yeah.
There's protein in there. That's my pre-workout. I jizz directly into my own mouth, and then I go lift weights for 4 hours.
4 hours?
Yeah.
4 hours.
That's what that's the energy that I get from that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm cranking it all right.
My energy drink, creatine, cum, alpha brain.
Do you really drink some shit called alpha brain?
I got some. Jake gave
Sponsor
me some.
Sponsor of the podcast.
Jake gave me some of that alpha brain shit, and
you really drink some shit called alpha brain.
I mean, yeah, like it was a.
You don't think that's hilarious?
Yeah, it's hysterical, but like,
you
I
think
mean,
you
listen, man, I went hard as fuck.
You got alpha brain.
Alpha brain.
Trying to get some
Dude,
alpha brain.
Come on, come on.
That's awesome.
I was being coy, setting you up for that really good joke.
Thank you. Oh, being coy. Ooh.
Yeah, I kept throwing you the alley oop, and you were like, "No, shoot again."
You were being so mindful.
You got it this time.
You got it this time, and I'm like, "It's a fucking basket." I've been playing a lot of 2K.
I don't get 2K. I played it with my roommate Chandler one time.
It was $1.99 on the Switch store.
Which one?
The latest one.
What?
Yeah.
It was $1.99?
Yeah, because 2K25 isn't out.
They're just giving that shit away.
I know.
Holy.
And I bought it, and I'm having fun with it.
What team are you?
I created my own team called the Cigarettes. I made their uniforms look like cigarettes.
Like brown shorts and white tops.
Well, no, like orange shorts.
Orange
and then
shorts.
There's like a white line in the belt. And then like I got like this like gradient color thing, and I made the gradient like gray, white, and like the color
like it's
of
an
fire.
Ashy like cigarette an ashy on top.
Like took the numbers off the jerseys and everything. Like
the cigarettes. The announcer's sitting there, like, at the top of the stadium, cannot tell any of the players.
I'll show it to you on my Switch.
No,
I'll show it to you on my Switch.
The cigarette.
That's killing me.
I made another team called the Fudge. And I made all their uniforms different varieties of fudge. And you can write whatever you want on the jersey. So I, like, wrote, like, tapioca. Or not tapioca.
That's
tiramisu.
Tapioca.
It's an all-black jersey that says tapioca. Nothing else. I'll show it to you on my Switch.
No,
when
that's
get back
good.
To my house
that's
if you
fun.
Want.
Yeah. Oh man. Are we even talking about follow-up?
Yes, we are.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. Follow-up. This is all of this has been verbatim lyrics in this song.
Oh,
yes.
Stop burning bridges and drive off of them.
That's tough.
That's
definitely something you'd say to a guy.
That's so mean.
Yeah.
It's super mean.
You don't say.
What do you think he did? What's the friend betrayal? Do we think? Do we?
Well, okay, we might be wrong about this.
What do you mean?
I think there's a little. Well, if we are, I think we could still be right, even if it comes off a little homoerotic.
It could.
What is making you think that we could be wrong?
So bury me in memory. His smile's your rope. So wrap it tight around your throat.
You get
maybe
he's cheating on you with another male.
But it could be about a guy and a girl.
Well, now, think about this.
Mm-hmm. It could be about a really annoying couple.
According to the...
Like one that we have in our life.
I don't know. I'm looking at the camera because Carson did, but I don't know what we're talking about.
Oh. I can't think of anyone immediately, but...
That's awesome.
Oh, so just thought of one. Okay. All right. Never mind.
What? No. What? Sorry. No.
Cool.
I still think that could be maybe the male betrayal is getting a different male best friend.
Oh.
So his smile is the other.
Legitimately?
The bestie-in-law.
I fucking hate when that happens.
You don't like. Well, back to the bestie-in-law thing.
Yeah.
Are you jealous of bestie-in-laws?
Of Hosian? All the time.
Well, any other bestie-in-laws.
That's Tom Lovejoy's roommate, everybody.
You're jealous of that guy all the time?
No, I was kidding.
I feel like you're not.
What?
That guy, I don't even think I've met that guy, but
Hosian,
I think...
you've met him many times.
Well, he probably doesn't remember me either. That's fine. Anyways...
You kind of did like a cool rap flow when you said that.
He probably
doesn't remember me either.
Anyway. It's a Drake flow, right?
Well,
there.
I'm just saying. I think
why'd
that...
you unplug your mic?
Oh, plug it back in. Plug
Carson
it back in.
Unplugged his mic.
Oh my
Chat,
god,
he's having great difficulty putting it back in.
Okay, you got it.
He probably doesn't remember me either.
Well, I was gonna say that's like a bestie. That's like my second bestie twice removed.
Second bestie twice removed.
I don't know him.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
My bestie's other bestie.
I will say, okay, so Dom and Connor.
Right.
When they had their band.
Two names.
If you were to mix them together, they would be called Dahmer.
Yes. What was their band called?
Cool Cat.
No. Cool, cool, cool.
Cool, cool, cool. I thought it was called
It was a different sitcom reference.
Oh, I feel so fake for not remembering.
I also feel fake for not remembering.
Michael Richards at the comedy club. Stop. Pretty
what,
long.
What did
band
he do
name.
There?
Oh, it's
what did he do at the comedy?
Oh, it said something not very nice about a group of people.
What did he say?
The N word a bunch.
What word?
Stop it! Stop doing this on our podcast.
I always do this. Oh, I'm always
doing this. There's no proof of that.
God.
All right. Well, this gets cut out. Anyways.
Cuz out.
Cuts out.
Cuz out.
I mean, it
gets cut out. I leave the building. Cuz out.
That was stupid. That was
really bad. Oh, was it stupid?
Yeah, it was fucking stupid.
All right.
I'm glad you agree.
What other lyrics are in this song?
There's one here that
this
I thought
song
was...
is really mean, which is why I think that, like, I don't think I could write something this
also,
mean about
a
girl.
So I'm going to say a point for this being about a woman.
Okay.
Is that the line, your makeup looks so great next to his teeth. That definitely is just a line about getting cheated on. Like, you're kissing another man, you're getting lipstick on his teeth.
It could be about a guy and a girl then.
No.
Maybe.
Maybe it's a...
Maybe his girlfriend cheated on him with his best friend. So it's about how he hates both of them now.
Ooh.
Because also the title is in reference to the film Rushmore, where Max Fisher says, tell that stupid Mick he just made my list of things to do today, threatening to kill him.
And he was awesome. Probably using that as a slur.
Maybe.
August an Irishman.
Yeah. Which hey, I if you're Irish do. Listening to this podcast,
unless he was
fuck
Italian.
You.
I got lots of Italian slurs.
Yeah. Meatball.
Guinea.
Pizza.
Meatball.
Beautiful countryside.
Meatball.
Meatball. Dom yells meatball on one of the songs on Celebrity Therapist.
Meatball. Which one?
Field Sobriety Practice. You can't hear it. It's
That's
buried.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Meatball.
Rui says he burnt my shake on two steps, and you also can't hear that one.
He awesome. Burnt my shake.
He burnt my shake. He SpongeBob. Says it like that too.
I don't like when you
SpongeBob reference.
SpongeBob.
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 We need like a little Dora the Explorer pop up where she's like, "Is this song about a guy or a girl?" Like
SpongeBob.
You know. And
I'm
the audience
the
can be like,
"I'm the map."
There should be
I'm the map.
There should
I'm
be
the
another
map.
One where SpongeBob pops up and he goes, "I'm SpongeBob."
Isn't map a pedophile thing? Male attractive.
I don't know. Map just needs to do the dishes. Attracted.
What male attracted pedophile?
No. Male or minor attracted person.
They tried to.
That
they
was
tried
like a
to
fake
like
LGBTQ thing
yeah.
that like right leaning people were trying to push for a minute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
they're trying to like soften the
they've
blow.
They've been trying
of
to do that narrative
blow.
Since the 60s of like, if you're gay, it means you'll like children.
Yeah.
What's the one that was in South Park? They're called the Mangas or something like that? Moogas?
Mambla?
Mambla.
Mambla, yeah.
Nambla.
National Association
for Man
Boy
Love.
Yeah.
No, it's National...
Man Boy Love.
National... American
National American
Man Boy Love Association because
yeah,
the second A
yeah
I mean
North American
NAMBLA like was a thing in the 80s
for pedophiles
yeah but I think it was also a right wing dog whistle. I think it was like they were trying to the satanic panic worked out really well for everybody, so they were like let's do another one.
Interesting.
Yeah, another similar psyop.
Yeah,
we mm-hmm. can't get on this tangent.
No,
I'll be
I know
on forever. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Pizzagate logo or the fucking Comet Ping Pong has
cheese
the
pizza,
NAMBLA
CP,
and...
Carson Pace. It all adds up.
Did anyone ever think about
out.
That?
Do we have any anything left to say about the song?
I mean, I love this song. I think it's awesome.
Good song.
It's the blueprint, baby.
It's awesome.
The blueprint.
It's the blueprint, baby.
We were just on tour with a band that sounds like this record, and it was awesome.
Shout out Stateside.
It was like watching Fall Out Boy every night. Yeah. It was fucking sick.
They were dope. Great band.
It was awesome. Great band.
I saw them
all on
in
Red.
The Atlanta show.
Yeah, you were there.
I was there.
I saw you there.
Did you think they sounded like Fall Out Boy? Little Dora the Explorer pop up. Did you think they sounded like Fall Out Boy?
Little SpongeBob pop up. I'm SpongeBob.
Okay. Great.
Yeah, I thought they were pretty cool and epic. Smile.
Nice.
Smile.
Yeah.
Let's rank this song and get out of here then. Yeah. Ow.
What?
Cracked one of my knuckles.
Oh, okay. Well, I do that all the time.
What do we have on the Patreon this week?
I don't remember. Oh, At the Door.
What's that?
At the Door.
By the Strokes.
I don't want to do that.
Okay, we can skip it.
You guys are doing the Strokes songs on
Patreon? I think one of us put that on the wheel, so I think we can skip it.
Cool.
So let's just respin the wheel, and then we get something else.
We could just hang out with Maddie for a little extra time.
So true. So
it
true.
Could be an episode.
I could talk about stuff.
All right. We'll do that.
Okay.
Let's rank this.
$5 a month, baby.
Sucker.
You can get more of Maddie talking.
Yep.
But who wants to rank it first?
I'm going to give it a 10 out of 10. It's a perfect song.
Hell yeah.
Perfect Fall Out Boy song. I think Fall Out Boy is their best when they're little meanies about it.
I do enjoy when they're being little meanies.
Yeah. I think they're fun. I always think it's really funny like how mean a lot of Fall Out Boy lyrics are. Especially a lot of just like they're kind of like rappers, like the old stuff where it's just like, yeah, we're the best. Like the rest of you guys fucking suck, like that kind of thing. And I don't think there's a single other band that has ever tried to beef with them in like any real way that had any legitimate like. I mean, that's not true. It's not that that's not true.
All three of us are in bands. I think it's time we fucking start.
Start beefing.
Yeah.
With
I'm gonna
other
have
bands.
A whole. Diss track about
the next Bummer
we should
Hill
start
album
writing
is,
diss tracks.
Is called Pete Wentz is a bitch ass pussy loser and I hate him so much.
I just think it's funny for Fall Out Boy to be the biggest band of this genre this entire time and they were writing diss tracks. It's just punching down and that's awesome. I'm gonna keep listening. But Carson, what's your rating?
I'm giving this one a 7.
You're giving it a 7?
Fuck it, 8, whatever.
Okay.
I'm gonna give this one an 8. Smile.
Okay. Smile. Okay. Do you want to keep looking at your phone?
What'd you give it?
I gave it a 10.
Deleting it so we could spin the fucking wheel. That's how the show keeps going.
I'm
how the show works.
Maddie.
Can I spin it?
Yep. Of course. All right.
I have to roll out that damn carpet first.
Okay. Do it.
Hey. Thanks for listening. If you stop listening before the episode stops, I hate you and I'm going to kill you with my hands. Follow Carson and I and Carson and Maddie's band and also my band. Theirs is at the Calistow Boys on Instagram, at Calistow Boys on Twitter. Follow my band at Bummer Hill on
Instagram. Keep your damn thighs away.
At Bummer Hill ATL on Twitter. Follow the podcast at The Dreaded Wheel. Subscribe to the Patreon, $5 a month. You get more episodes. Now that Carson is back from war, we're being more consistent about it. So
we're so consistent now.
We're so consistent
so
now.
So crazy.
Don't look at the upload date of this episode and compare it to the other episodes. That's it. Maddie, spin that damn wheel.
Also follow me on Twitter.
So
at
true.
LineMade666.
So true. That's Maddie's Twitter.
That's my Twitter. My personal Twitter.
And the song
and
is
I don't know.
City
if
in a Garden.
Is this a Mania song?
No, this
Lake
is
Lake Effect Kitty P.
Yeah, this is Lake Effect Kitty P. It's the last song that we have to do from that stupid.
Gonna kill myself.
EP. I'm not gonna be on that episode.
Will that mean
so.
That the Lake Effect Kitty EP is the first like
Released.
Project
completed.
That we've completed?
Yes, I believe so.
Wow, what
That's
a proud
really
moment.
Funny.
I mean, it
for the pod.
Makes sense. It's three songs.
Well, it doesn't make sense because it's three songs because the likelihood of getting each one is so low. But then the likelihood of getting songs from the rest of them. I guess when you get down to three tracks left on an album, it's the same probability, but like this started out at three songs.
This is a really interesting math problem.
For sure.
Oh, come on.
I'm glad I don't have to talk in that microphone.
It's my mic.
You were talking to a...
Your ass was talking to him. Anyway, see you next week. Subscribe to the Patreon
bye,
for another...
Bye.
Bye-bye.